The Court of Appeals decision, in my opinion, was wrong. You know, they had three people dissenting, four people who were in favor of it. Two of the four are no longer on the bench. I think if this current court had its druthers, it wouldn't have voted that way. But being as it is, we have a decision, and we have an opportunity to improve our legal system. In other words, what we're looking at is right now a pre-release system to find ways that remove the people from the imprisonment that deserve being removed from imprisonment while they're waiting for trial. So we're going to save costs in that regard. But at the same time, we're moving our system forward so that everyone gets a fair shake. We're looking at a system that other states have tried so that we can have an effective evaluation in terms of who gets held without bond, who gets released. And also, there's an issue of the bail bond system. The question is it a fair system or an unfair system? We're looking at that as well.
Senator Zirkin has said that this using this automated system is unfair, and because the system could fail, they could get the wrong information, the wrong person could be detained, and as you know, he's proposed a constitutional amendment to basically overturn the Richmond decision.
Again, you know, we're using other states as a bellwether. We're looking at, for example, Kentucky has used the system in the past and has reduced the number of people that have failed to show up for court. That's the issue. The question is, if somebody's poor, do you require a $10,000 bail for them to show up to court? Or can you, by these parameters, decide statistically whether they're going to show up for court or not, whether or not they use a bail bonds person? And other states have said it's possible to reduce the number of people failing to show up for court without requiring them to pay a bail bond.